Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Rob and Sean Show. It's your boy Sean and Rob, and our boy Wyatt's come back for another fucking hit episode. Hey, Rob, how you doing?
Yo.
Hey, Wyatt, what's up?
What's going on, Sean?
Same old, same old. And me and Wyatt were chilling at work one day, and I forgot what we were doing. We were like smoking outside, just talking.
Yeah, we were smoking outside, and we were talking.
Did I bring it up, or did you bring it up? Do you know? Do you know?
I think we were just shooting the shit. I came up. We
brought up like
what kind of gum were you using to shoot the shit?
Shut the fuck up.
It was a shit gun. Don't you know?
But like what kind of gun? Like is it
a shit gun?
That's the caliber.
So you put shit in a gun and then you shot out shit.
I'm glad.
Technically it's like a midget that you throw over your shoulder and you kind of just like tickle his sphincter and he just kind of goes at it.
You tickle his pickle and then he gives you a nice old Hershey bar.
A little Hershey bar. There you go.
Well, thank you. So 90% of the audience is left now. We were shooting the shit and talking about
space drugs.
Space drugs, futuristic drugs, drugs that will be like used in the future. And, like, how
futuristic
will
drugs or space drugs? Those are two different things.
Both. I think both. Like a bit of both.
Future space drugs.
Like alien drugs, all those types.
Because alien drugs and future drugs, because like I feel like alien drugs are like completely different than what drugs we'll have in the future.
No, so like
you know what I mean.
Like there's
drugs, no the difference.
There's drugs.
They're very similar, right? But they're still different.
We have drugs. Now, yeah. Aliens have drugs as well, I would assume. Now,
I would hope so.
Now, we're talking about the future of alien drugs, right? So, like, not our drugs. Our drugs in the future are going to be lame. Like, from the...
our drugs are going to be lame.
Like, from the track record, I would believe so. But...
You just got a point.
Like, who's going to want to do fucking cocaine when there's goddamn, like... like space rocks, you know what I'm talking about? I don't even know what that means, but I feel like that would hit.
Imagine like going to Mars and finding a pixie stick on the ground, like, and we're like, ooh, candy, and that shit's fucking sending you into the 12th dimension while also turning
giving
your,
you like super speed or some
yeah,
shit,
like giving you super speed, but also like giving you super shits.
Just giving you super.
Which would like. What do you think, like, futuristic drugs and, like, space drugs will basically verge giving you superpowers or just give you, like, an insane high? Because I know, like, cyberpunk does, like, just a lot of insane highs when you use that futuristic.
Like, when you think about, like, future drugs.
But think about the super side effects.
The super side effects, the cyber effects.
What was it?
Cyber psycho effects.
Judge Dredd, right? Dredd?
Oh, dude, slow-mo? Oh, my
slow-mo,
God, that
yeah,
drug looks
dude.
So crazy.
Yeah, dude, like imagine stuff like that. So it's like an inhaler, right, Sean?
Oh, like
and it's like
cyberpunk.
Slows everything down.
Yeah, like time goes normal,
time
but
goes
to you perceive
slow.
Time slower.
That's I'm a nerd.
Like, okay,
right?
I'm gonna spoil the movie for like everyone listening.
That too. Yeah,
John.
But like,
it's like a
John, like the spoil the end of the movie, like. Dredd,
Dredd.
Yeah, he gives the evil lady like some slow-mo and he throws her off the building. Like, like this huge ass building. So can you imagine like her concept of the time? Like how long she must have been falling? Like that must have been awful.
Dude, that was like she was falling for like 30 years, dude, because he pumped her up.
He did. And then like can you imagine like slowly just hitting the ground? Ugh.
Dude. Oh, feeling everything break. Individually would suck
that
by
awful.
Year, dude. Yeah, like imagine like your shoulder broke 1 year, and then dang, 3 years later your pelvis is breaking.
This isn't where I wanted to go with future drugs, man.
These are the super side effects no one talks about.
True,
but like,
it's like no, and like, the worst part about like when the bones are breaking, like every other bone's still broken. Like okay, this year my shoulder broke, but I can't move my shoulder at all. Oh well, now my leg broke. Well now my other arm broke. It's just like oh, this is awful.
What, like, Rob was saying how when I brought it to Rob was like, oh, like, everyone will have, like, microchips in their head, and they'll be able to, like, download the drugs, and, like,
download it, but, like, the chip would literally just, like, take over the dopamine and the serotonin parts of our brain, and just, like, be able to just, like, dump it like a fucking, like, a bucket, and we'll just literally fry our brains, because we're like, oh, I need a dopamine dump.
Dude, see, like, now, when you think about cyborgs, do you think about, like, are you gonna have like to like charge the cyberkinetic parts of your body?
I feel like they're gonna have to find a way to give us that.
Even though that you can like download this drug, like you have to charge that system somehow.
They're like one of these days they're gonna have to come out with like the super atomic battery that everyone jokes about, like a just like the arc reactor, like the prodigal like self-relying like thing that just like charges the thing. It's just like, yeah, it's a tiny reactor. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Society would
react if you could just get high both
by like, downloading
anything at any time. But you know, like what? Like, I think, like you know, and you could turn it off whenever and turn it on whenever. Like, I don't know how people would react and feel about that. I don't know how that would go down. I feel like you'd be like.
I feel like it would be synthesized because
part like
terrible. Well, you got to think about everyone's already used to it because if they have cyborg enhancements, it's like, oh yo, we just got an update where if you want, you can just get high. It's like what?
I feel like people are gonna like argue like, oh, just be high all the time.
See, I feel like
people are gonna be like, oh, only a little, and some people are gonna be like, oh, never. You know.
I feel like people would like it because you're just installing software into your brain. You're not actually
augmented.
You're not ingesting the chemicals,
harmful
right?
chemicals.
You're
just
ingesting
like, your brain, I guess. And if it wasn't harmful at a point, like people care.
Yeah, if you're just like synthesizing the feeling through like brain waves,
it won't like it
you're
doesn't
not
give
actually,
you. There's
you're
no
not at risk of overdosing in that sense, right?
There's no physical wear to that, and like I mean, there's still the mental wear of any drug use, but like there's no physical wear at that point. It's just
so,
like
yeah,
you
could.
I think people.
So are we talking about the Charlie Sheen simulator?
I was thinking like people would get bored of that like really quick though, and then people would be like, oh, I want to go back to the old drugs where we just scanned our eyes and then I feel like I'm seeing everything and like naked or some shit and I feel great. I don't know, like that would be I think that's a high. I don't know.
See, and that's our thought process on like how, why drugs were made, right? Like you got to think like people want like
think of the drugs people use now. Like, dude, have you heard of all the fucking tranquilized people? Just all
dude,
like, Philadelphia and the trank
dude,
zombies
and all that other bullshit. See,
don't
and that's
do
where
drug
I say our future of drugs
do,
is going
do
stupid.
Drugs.
That's where I'm saying our future of drugs is stupid, dude. That's
how
where
tranquilizer is like everywhere now. Everyone's like got their skin peeling off.
You
the
think
of,
yeah,
it's
dude.
It's
they
really
bad. Dude. But yeah. You think about like aliens doing drugs, right?
Oh.
Think about alien fucking trank, dog. Like, imagine humans doing alien trank.
I don't know if our bodies could actually process that.
Dude, I feel like our buttholes would actually fall off if we tried to.
I feel like they would have to, like, make the drug specifically for us. Like, wait, don't do these. Hold on, we gotta synthesize something for your human ass.
Did you ever play the High on Life game?
No.
It's a great game.
So the aliens come and invade Earth, right? It's a first-person shooter.
Right.
And they take over and you end up in alien worlds. It's like Rick and Morty kind of vibe. And
it literally is Rick and Morty.
And the aliens are kidnapping humans and getting high off of them. They're smoking the humans. That's what they're doing. That's why they came to your planet. And then you have to fight to stop your people from being turned into drugs.
Imagine we're all just sitting in some alien Ziploc baggie right
Bro.
Now.
No, not even that. Like, what if it was like a farm kind of like where we grow and when
dude,
people...
what if we're just some guy's backstock that just got pounds and pounds of humans just chilling around?
Die
our
souls or just waste
they just smoke our souls. It's like, dude, one of my humans finally died.
That's a little bit like Scientology, actually. That's what the
oh
whole like, the alien
dude, have
soul
you seen,
thing.
Dude, have you seen the
South
videos
Park thing,
of the people going up to the Scientology people going, hey, man, I can offer you a way out. And they look at the people offering and they like go back to doing what they're doing. Like they really want out, bro, but they can't get out and they don't
it's
know.
It's true.
That
they're all trapped.
Bro,
well, because they put so much money in, and it's kind of like being a flat earther.
It's not just the money, bro.
It's not money, dog.
It's not just the money, bro.
Blackmail.
It's not slavery.
Actually, honestly, okay, 100%. If this ever got like a lot of listens, like Scientology would be honest.
Scientology, I apologize, dude. Like, y'all are chill. All right, I'm just talking in theoretics right now.
100%.
We're just talking about what happened in Minecraft, guys.
I didn't do anything. Yeah, South Park did all that. I didn't do nothing.
What about The Simpsons did it?
The yeah. Simpsons did it.
We were, like, the type, like, what if, like, you could have drugs, like, you could, like, listen to? like drugs that you get high, like not like like kind of like ASMR. Like, I don't
by
I don't
not drugs that you smoke, but drugs that you listen to.
Yeah, like, kind of like when I said earlier how you like vaporize in your eyes, like drugs.
Yo, I just vaped my eyes, bro.
Bro, just listen to some.
Dude, I vaporized. Oh my god, that's such a cool name. I vaporized.
Bro, but how would you describe it? Like
the ear high?
Yeah, I can't see. No, I can't like describe smoke, it.
Like it's like most drugs are either ingested or smoked, right? But like, what would be like the cool slang for like getting ear high?
So this is like my total interpretation of like, okay, say you put on like some headphones and it's like a shock to like the system, and like you feel instantly drunk. I feel like it almost feel like liquid pours into like your ears and into your brain and through your body like instantly.
Yeah,
you feel
like warm. What would you call you know? That though? What would be the slang?
I call it
gotta call it listening.
Yo, bro, I just got filled.
Bro, you want to go listen in?
Bro,
you go listen in. There you go. That's
bro, you want to go back behind the 7-Eleven and get filled, bro?
There's just a guy named Phil there, and he smoke out of his like, finger. And he just like hit his fingertips, and he's like, "That's a good high there, right, fellas?"
Dude,
what if that was like a superpower? Like,
what if
you know,
what if that's like alien drugs, bro?
You stuck
like
someone's finger.
Like, there's just one guy that you just go up to and you just like lick his finger, bro, and that's how you get high.
That's
shit.
Like some backwater.
It's called
like,
Steve,
like,
bro. Bro, we're gonna go to the pond this weekend and get totally steeped.
Bro. You're gonna hurt. Next village over, there's an Andrew over there, dude. And
oh,
it's a
shit,
different
dude.
High.
Dude, don't do the Andrew, bro. Andrew's disgusting, bro.
And, dude, Andrew doesn't make your butthole fall off. It's
no way.
High.
It's
clear. What does he make fall off?
What does it fall off?
Yeah, like, bro, I'm trying to have the right things fall off, not the butthole, you know what I mean?
Imagine that's, like, the concern. Like with alien drugs, dude, like, no, like, because we think about, like, concerns, right? Like,
oh, yeah,
you're gonna,
yeah,
like,
consequences
like,
of getting high.
Yeah, like, with meth, like, you're gonna, like, feel like your teeth are, like, buzzing like bees and you're gonna wanna rip that
shit the fuck
out.
There's gonna be drugs
out.
In the future like, that we don't want, aliens don't want, right?
Like, what does alien Steve fucking, like, cause you to fucking bug out on? Like, do your ribs
do you get
start,
a rash?
Do your ribs start moving and you just, like, gotta take them out? Like,
dude, wait, when aliens trip, do they see, like, how much more different things do they see, or do they see the same thing because it's on, like, a different plane?
Yo, like, do they, like, you know how, like, we see, interpret multiple dimensions? What if they, what if they revert back to, like, two dimensions?
Okay, well,
like, everything's flat to them.
That would be pretty sick. I was gonna ask, like, I know there's, like, there's four dimensions that we know of.
Imagine aliens looking at us like we're Paper Mario.
Oh my god.
Bro, he looked at me so serious.
I'm so flat.
He's like concerned. He's like, I don't want to be Paper Mario.
What, like, not like this.
The first dimension is just like, what is that again? Like, I think I know two dimensions, 2D, flat.
Hold on,
3D,
let me do the Google. Really.
One dimension is like a dot, right?
It's like
there is no up, down, left, right. Like, it's just...
You
single...
are the guy in the chair, Rob. Is this something you can look up?
Yeah, what is one dimension?
The concept of the first dimension is a fundamental idea in mathematics and physics. According to various sources, the first dimension is often described as the dimension of length or the dimension of extension. In the simplest and most basic dimension...
It's
the simplest and most basic dimension, which provides the foundation for higher dimensions.
So it's just... Is it a line or is it a point?
No, it's a point. It's just
a point. Okay, so it's a point. So two dimension is a line. Three dimension is...
A sphere, a square, a cube. And fourth dimension is a tesseract.
A tesseract, yeah.
What's fourth dimension? How do you describe it?
So, like, it's like a cube inside of a cube.
But it's rotating at the same time because
it's never ending, I guess.
It's inside of itself. It's yeah.
Got it. Oh, okay, got it. It's inside of itself.
Yeah.
But it's also the out. It's hard to explain. It's a fluid motion thing. It's not a still image.
He pulled it up. I'm understanding now. So imagine.
Yeah, Wyatt, like, backup guy in the chair.
See things in the fourth dimension because I already see things in like a shiny 2D sense when I'm on like shrooms. But like on, can you imagine seeing things in like 4D?
I don't know how I would handle it.
Yeah, so you see how it's moving?
Yeah, that seems like some alien drug 4D shit right there.
Wait, have you guys ever seen Interstellar?
I haven't yet. My
God, Wyatt, help me out here. Have you seen it, please?
I think so. Is that the one with Matthew McConaughey?
No, it's got Matthew McConaughey.
I thought he said Kanye.
No, I thought he just said, is that the one with Kanye in it? It was no Matthew.
Why the fuck did I go?
Yo, what movie has Kanye started? Hold up, Rob. What movie can you think of that Kanye has started?
Oh, shit.
Anchorman 2.
God damn, he had one on the block.
Wait, is he in Anchorman 2?
Oh, shit, yeah. Man. There's hella interdimensions going on out here. Shit, dog. Hitler's probably out there making good decisions or some shit, dog. In one of these dimensions, Hitler was doing some good shit, dog. I guarantee it. That's my...
Bro, Kanye has been in a lot of fucking movies. What the fuck?
Got him.
Bro, hold up. But he was not in Anchorman 2.
I swear to God he was.
He's probably like
bullshit.
A cameo.
I swear to God, pull up the scene. Hold up. Kanye West.
He was not. I'm looking at all the movies he's been in.
I swear to God.
That's one of the highs from the drugs.
Go to images. Just look it up. It's in images. It's a thing. He's there, man.
Bro, what if Kanye West is alien drugs? That's why people are tripping so hard.
Because he's just a drug.
Yeah, dude, he's alien drugs, bro. Yo, come get you some Kanye.
Okay, what if alien drugs gave you the best high of your life, but also made you anti-Semitic? Nothing else would happen to Kanye.
I don't know if I want to say anti-Semitic stuff.
Yeah, you don't want to lose your Nike deal. Wait, you mentioned about Yeezys. Do they still sell Yeezys? They're just not part of Nike anymore?
Yeah.
Oh, Yeezys were always under the
Adidas. I thought they were Adidas.
Yeah,
they were
Adidas.
I don't fucking know. Yeah, but so they're just not a part of Adidas anymore?
No, they're not part of Kanye anymore.
Oh, yeah.
They're just Adidas now. They're his. They're Adidas, I mean.
Yeah, they kicked him out of his own shoe thing.
Was it like he designed the shoes or something? I don't really know. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. So Kanye was in Anchorman 2.
Thank you.
But Kanye held up production on Anchorman 2 for 2 hours over a jacket. He was like, I need this specific fucking jacket, motherfucker, and I need it now. I'm not doing this movie without this fucking jacket.
That's some, yeah, no, I,
that's
I,
some Kanye I, shit, Doug.
That's some alien drug shit. That's what happens to alien drugs.
He's like, I need this fucking jacket.
You don't understand. It's a very specific jacket.
Also, by the way, we're chilling outside, so you can hear the lovely sounds of nature outside.
Yes,
don't worry about
the
it.
The lovely sounds of my neighbor's AC unit.
And the dogs barking.
I can't hear. I can kind of hear the dog barking now.
Well, there you go. What if dogs were a way to get high? Like,
dude, what
like,
if?
Like animals. Like,
dude,
what
like
if we
the
get
South,
high animals?
The
like,
South Park?
What do you do, actually?
The South Park
with the cats?
With the cat spray?
What do they spray themselves with cat piss? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that,
yeah.
That's why people and rappers always call, like, weed rat cat piss. You know what I mean? I've said
if,
that before, but I didn't
that,
know that.
Okay. What if that was real, though? Like, the...
We begin high of cat piss pretty often.
Dude, kids?
Teenagers?
Going to see that big... Going to see that big titty bitch? Driving around?
You know,
that'd be pretty sick.
Pride it.
Dude,
well, after that South Park.
Guarantee you.
If kids
some
are making fun of gingers,
I guarantee some kid was trying to get his cat to pee in his face, and he's like, God damn it, this fucking cat will pee in my fucking face.
Some kid was successful.
You gotta think, some kid got it, and he's like, God damn it, South Park lied to me.
Or he was like most kids are when they're around substances, they act like they were high.
Oh, dude, they're like, oh man, I'm so fucking high.
He's like, dude, this cat piss got me crazy high.
He goes back home. He's like, Mom, do we even have a cat?
We've never had a cat.
I don't even know. Like, I think getting high. Do we get high off animals? Like, there's some part of an animal. We
oh,
we
toes.
Toes. That's
toes,
one. Is that
yeah.
the one thing we do?
Yeah, you just gotta look at toes.
There's other things, bro.
We probably shouldn't say all of them.
I know.
I'm not encouraged.
I
haven't tried them.
Well, hold up.
You know
hold
I mean?
Up. I know. I know. What is it? Lemurs get high off of like millipedes or some shit.
What?
Yeah, centipedes or something like that.
There's dolphins get high off pufferfish.
Yeah,
yeah, they do.
Yeah, bro.
You have to hide the poison.
See, that's the thing. That's the thing, dude. Is you gotta think, dude. If we're animals get high too, bro. And so
they love it.
Animals get high, that's the next Peter thing. Animals get high too, bro.
Let these animals get high too, dog. quit taking these plastic straws from these turtles, man.
They're trying to get high, bro.
I know. Let them just get high, bro. Instantly, all the weed bros are gonna go turn into fucking vegans. Instantly, same day, bro. But like, So why?
It's a natural instinct to want to like
experience something.
Like you gotta think, bro. Like some
it's a different perspective
of
life. Bro,
get bored, bro. Just like we do. You gotta think they want to get fucked up. They want to fucking experience something new. They want to do something that's not normal.
Yeah,
you know. There's a
taboo. They want to get out of their comfort zone.
They want to fuck a dude without feeling bad about it or whatever.
That drug's coming out soon.
Yeah.
Dude, I can't wait for that drug.
It exists.
Like, regardless though, like it's a natural instinct to wanna get high. Like, you gotta think like aliens out there, bro, are trying to figure out ways. Like, people who are institutionalized figure out ways to get high or drunk. They wanna be inebriated in some sense.
Feel something different.
Yeah, you're bored, bro. Like, what else is there to do? Like, why not crack a fucking beer on a Saturday?
Feel a
little
silly.
Yeah, exactly. Feel a little
it's silly. It's like, I got nothing else going on. Might as well get a little high.
But, like, people will be the most dangerous about it, bro. Like, when you have...
People die over that shit. People
exactly. Dude, over fucking alcohol, dude. Prison.
Oh, that shit's terrible.
Fucking people take a can of peaches, let that shit fucking mold, ferment, mold the fuck out, dude, and add sugar and yeast to it. And like, when you're talking yeast, when you're institutionalized, bro, you're talking bread.
Yeah.
You take a piece of white bread, you throw it into some peaches and some sugar, dude, and then like you squish that shit the fuck out into a fucking cup, and then you take.
Gross.
Yeah, dude, and then you're drinking that shit. And if you're not drinking that, you're even furthering it by sitting there and distilling it. And what's crazy, dog, is if you take that mash of like fruit, bread, and sugar, and you put it into a plastic bag, and you put a cup in the center and put it into a really hot, humid area and let it.
This is okay information to share because no one wants to do this.
This sounds awful. I don't like knowing that this is a thing. This just sounds awful.
If you make that shit sweat, the precipitation that comes on the bag that drips into the cup is pretty much like prison moonshine.
Whoo!
Yeah, it's not fucking good stuff at all, but it's clear and it's clean and it's the evaporated stuff, but it's not clean.
But you only need a little bit of it to get a little.
You're getting fucked up off a shot, dude, because it's unregulated fucking alcohol.
Yeah,
you can go blind if it's good.
Oh, dude, that's right.
A little too strong.
Yeah, no, but like that's how moonshine was made in the beginning. Like overall, like fucking
in New York, yeah, no. People are always fucking making moonshine out there.
Dude, I would love to try making some moonshine.
Clay and Zane make moonshine. That shit's
a lot of our friends make moonshine. Yeah.
Making
apple
mead.
Pie moonshine.
Mead, even, bro.
Reed likes mead.
Mead is
mead. Mead's amazing. Oh, Reed and Zane made some mead. And Clay.
Reed has a horn to drink out of for mead, right?
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Right?
Yeah, it could be used to be drinking out of. It's also just a normal horn.
You know he fucks that thing.
Hey man, just because it's all brought around in the same way. What? Nothing. What?
I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I didn't mean to disrespect the horn, dog.
Think about things that what would aliens drink? Do you think they would make like? Do you think it'd be more shot based things, or do you think it'd be?
Do they have?
They're chugging, bro. They're boofing it deep, bro. Like Jackass too.
If you were gonna go take alien drugs, Robin Wyatt, what would you take first? Would you take something to inhale, Would you take like a snorting thing, or would you drink something? Like, what would, like, not like, you know, like more comfortable, not like what it does to you, but like more like comfortability of what you
want
to try.
Bro,
first.
I want some sketchy alien to throw some shit in my face and for me to go, what the fuck was that? And for him to say, enjoy, and just walk away into the night, bro. And me going, what the fuck happened?
Just it's like to, jello.
Just to find out that was some alien baby powder. And I was fucking bugging the whole night that I was going to be tripping balls.
It's literally just baby powder. Just it's human baby powder.
Just imagine, that was just the weird guy at the rave, dude.
I want to walk up to like a guy at a bar and just like be like, are you the guy that I talk to about like drugs or whatever? He's like, yeah, and you just like shake his hand. He's like, so like, how does this work? Or whatever. He's like, oh, I already did. I'm like your version of a toad.
wait, you want to just shake this guy's hand and just get high?
I feel like that'd be pretty, it'd be pretty funny too. No, I want it to be like unsuspecting, just like it's something so random that you wouldn't even expect to get high from it. It's just like you walk in the door, it's like, yeah, you got high touching the doorknob. It's like, what?
Dude, I'm wanting like, you remember that fucking vape that Jabba the Hutt was puffing on and how it had like six frogs or some shit
that
in that motherfucker?
That thing's pretty sick. That thing's pretty sick.
Bro, that's like, I want that
I'd
to be
smoke
like.
Smoke on that any day of the bro, week. I catch me chilling with Jabba the Hutt in that palace, know what I'm saying?
Dude, I want that to seem like a pinner. You know what I'm saying? That to be like the basic.
The
basic like,
standard.
Like, this dude's smoking hookah. Or like, that dude's wheat sauce over there. Come over here and try this, kid. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want that guy to hit me up.
What, like, I have an idea. I just saw like this. What if you had like a Saturn looking like lemon thing and you like cracked it open and you squeeze it in your eyes? I don't know why I keep thinking about eyes.
Sean really just wants something in his eyes.
I want a drug you can put in your eyes.
What if you had like, all right.
It's like safe. I don't know.
We're talking,
drugs you can,
we're talking about
want.
Like Steve and Andrew fucking.
Steve and Andrew drugs.
What about like the Lisa of the alien world, bro?
Okay,
like,
where are we going with
she
this?
Comes up, she puts both her nipples on your eyes. And then all of a sudden, dude, you're seeing whatever. I don't know. What do you want to see, Sean? When you see some alien titties after they come out,
bro,
your face?
They're like one of those like slide zoom like those little camera reels.
Oh,
things.
Dude, like the fucking like slideshow fucking clip. Move over to the next picture.
And the things you see are so astonishing. You're like rolling off ecstasy basically for 30 minutes.
Sean, you remember, or Rob, you remember the in Toy Story the fucking dude?
He hates Toy Story, by the way.
Do you hate Toy Story?
Yeah.
All right.
But I know what part you're probably
all right,
talking
so let
about.
Me, okay, it's a reference thing. We're being clear or not. But you know the dude that has the he's almost like binoculars.
Yeah.
But like
yeah.
You know those like pinwheel, or they almost look like a pinwheel,
those
but they wind got pictures
toys,
in them.
Yeah.
Slide.
It's like the original fucking like
kid binocular thing.
Like
toy. Look through
the
images.
Not the original fucking 3D fucking thing, but
little projector thingy.
Yeah. It was usually red with like an orange little handle.
Yeah, and it would come with a little wheel of pictures, and you'd go.
Yep.
Like,
I don't know what
that,
are those called.
We know what they are.
Yeah, we know what they are. But
I don't know what it is. Hold on, let me. Time
Google.
To Google.
How would you describe?
Google it, Rob.
He's my Jamie. I love it. Like, but it's also like really funny. Like, how would you describe that? Oh, with the red toy with spinny wheel images on it. Is that what you're gonna write?
The first Oculus. No, because it's not the first Oculus. There was one that like was made of wood, and you actually put a picture, and it had two pictures on it of the same thing, and you slid it back and forth, and when it was in the right spot, it would like when your eyes would go cross-eyed or whatever, it would seem like a 3D image. It wasn't like the red thing to where you just see a picture. This actually was a 3D image.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And
oh,
it
wait.
Was cool as shit. I'll try
to find
it.
Do you know what you're talking
about, Rob? You mean the thing where you put your eyes in and there's like a picture and you just slide it back and forth? Until
yes,
the first...
yes, that one. The old
yeah.
one.
Yeah. Oh my God, I found it. It's a ViewMaster.
A ViewMaster?
Okay, so look. So it's this thing, right?
So it's called a ViewMaster. That's thing. What the first one. Okay,
this
the first
is the old
one.
The
thing's the ViewMaster.
It's a... So the old one that I'm talking about is called a stereograph.
Stereograph.
These are the ways to get high nowadays.
Oh, yeah. That was the second one I was talking about. Yeah.
Yeah.
The first one I was talking about was the Viewmaster's the red toy.
You guys are old. Yeah. These are made of wood and like toilet bowl like rolls, like bro.
Yeah, but look, it was literally two of the same images.
Yeah.
But when you're looking through here, it had like these like
the lenses would just like distort it a little. It was so weird.
Yeah. I wonder what it looked like.
It looked like a real 3D-ish photo.
It looked like a 3D image. Like you were looking on like on the TV, like 3D TV shit.
Got
before,
it. Before,
like
it.
After the red and blue, like you remember when Avatar was in every Best Buy?
I remember watching that goddamn movie.
You remember going into Best Buy and they had like the 3D TV put on the glasses and see
3D
Avatar.
Was going to be a big thing. I don't thought. Yeah.
It wasn't.
Everyone
the red
thought
and blue.
It was going to be like, a big thing.
It's not, dude. We didn't have. At this point, dude, we didn't have like holographic TVs, dude.
Dude, holographic TVs would be shit.
Dude, it would be the fucking move, dog. But it would be so expensive.
You'd probably just be the most
you have to have a whole room dedicated.
Dude,
it wouldn't
be flat down and shoot up.
No, dude, I would want that shit to be installed on the ceiling, dog.
Or shoot down.
There's so much free advertisement for space on the ceiling for stuff.
Make it a whole, like every single, like your floor, your all four of your walls and your ceiling are all just a screen. And it's just like a projector thing of just like 3D awesomeness.
That would be sick, dude.
See, we're thinking.
You could switch to a different TV channel and get high. That could be
dude, could you imagine watching the news channel and walking up to the fucking news station
dead body
and be like, I'm telling the news. Like, run by like, the projector.
That's it. I can totally imagine, like, on the news. Like we have it from our amateur shooter Wyatt, and then Wyatt. It's just
no,
Wyatt.
Dude.
Up here recording a dead body. Oh shit, that's a lot. Oh shit, that's a lot of. Oh,
that's a lot of blood, bro.
Dude, oh dude. Fuck,
God, you're just stacking them.
Bro,
don't worry about it. If you were gonna get high, Rob, and like. Would you want to get high like futuristically or alien like what wise like what would you
okay want? The outlandish alien thing that would sound weird but also kind of I'm gonna leave it at weird. It's just like fucking what if they just like a alien bug just like went into you and just like made you high and then you just like
dude don't even disgusting. Say that dude
don't
I'm sitting
drinking or whatever
dude,
is
I'm that's tequila. Ew. And it's like the worm in the bottle and it's like if you finish the bottle you have to eat the worm or whatever but it's just
that's disgusting
gross, but like when you said like a bug going inside of you and you get high dude I sit there and I instantly think about the Matrix to where they bug Neo in the first one and they put a fucking bug in his belly button. Ooh. Dog, you remember that shit?
It's been a while
dude
since the Matrix.
That shit
Transformers 2 when they put the bug in fucking Shia LaBeouf's mouth.
Dude, I
yeah, thing like alien bugs, dude, stuff like that. You wouldn't want to do that, I don't think. I think most people would say no.
Yeah, no, like you gotta think, bro, like some of these drugs that we have, bro, like you're sitting there and you're like, I don't really wanna do that. That seems a bit sketch. To where the bug going inside your belly button like that seems like some real alien drug type shit, dog. Like
that bug's probably getting just
some
as high
motherfuckers
as
are like, yeah, put that shit up in me, dog. Put that shit up in my belly button. Let that shit whittle up in there, dog. Like you know there's some motherfucker out there that's like, yeah, that sounds fucking appetizing to me. You know?
I know a guy.
That sounds like a good Tuesday night.
I should continue before I leave it off. But I know a guy. So I know a guy
that will probably do that.
I know a guy
that
will go up in your belly button.
So, I'll give you his number after
dude,
the show.
Did you realize?
I know a guy. I'm gonna leave him anonymous, but he's a customer.
It's a first name, last name.
And he got a few piercings, right? And I was just thinking they're cool. I liked his tattoos and stuff. Or no, he didn't have tattoos. And I was just.
I'm not
mind.
Describing this person word for word. Don't worry.
Don't worry about it.
I like your non-existent tattoos, dude. Those are pretty.
He
cool.
was saying that about mine. I like his piercings, and he said, and I was noticing his gauges were missing. It's like empty, right?
Right.
And I was just like, oh, you know, you take them out, you don't like them anymore. And he was just like, no, I did like them a lot. The thing is, I have an addiction problem with like liking things too much and getting really involved in the things, and he got a lot of piercings. He had piercings all over. He used to like do it, right? And I was like, oh, you know, for sure, a lot of people. That's a lot of people. tattoos, other things. I get it, you know? And he was just like, nah, dude. Like, I was so into piercings, I got into hooking. I was like, what the fuck is that?
What the fuck is that? Oh, my God, dude. You
put large,
literally
metal,
put large metal hooks and then hang.
And hang off of your body or, like, your...
No!
Yeah. No, I was like, I was just like, you know, I didn't judge him. I was like, oh, that's crazy, because he wasn't into it anymore.
That is fucking nuts, bro.
You know who this dude is that you hang out with pretty often, actually.
Do I?
Yeah, we talked to him a lot.
No way, dude.
We talked to him a lot. He's
Holy
really cool.
Shit, I have no idea who the fuck
I'll
this is,
I'll tell you after the fall. But no, you hang out with him. I don't know if you can league with him, but you bowl with him.
You have blown this man's mind.
Whoa, dude, you're like blowing my mind right now.
No, he hooked.
Is this alien drugs?
Dude, am I doing alien drugs right now?
Is this the audio stuff that you were talking about?
Yeah.
Am I getting filled right now?
Yo, someone calls Steve.
Sean's dying over
on I'm overdosing, bro. Yo, I need to call. Yo, Steve would be there for ODing people. That's what he would
do. Dude, could you imagine there's like some guy named Franklin and his only job is to like bring you back to sobriety? Everybody hates Franklin, dog.
Everybody hates Franklin.
Everybody hates Franklin.
But he's at every party. He's everywhere,
he sees
dog.
He's a little bit high at all. And anything he just touches you, and then you're sober. And he's like, kind of fuck Franklin.
He's kind of like Santa, but like every day. But like,
like every day.
There's always one unlucky person.
They just get sobered up.
Like, oh, God damn it, Franklin. Why'd you pick me?
This was my Friday, dude.
Dude, you like, gotta go home.
I feel like that would be the worst supervillain out there. You know, okay, so you want to know something funny? It's off topic, but you know something super funny? Me and Rob, very different. We were talking about superpowers, right?
Right.
If he got superpowers, if I got superpowers, any type. Rob was like, oh, probably, I'll start mine first. It's not as crazy as his. Mine is just normal. Like, oh, I honestly would try superhero. Like, I think it'd be cool. I did the whole, like, trying to be good, but it'd be weird. I don't know. I figured it out.
Wait,
I'd like to do that.
What superpowers would you get?
Anything.
No. Cool. Hold up. What superpowers
would I prefer?
Yeah.
It would honestly be, like, any of, like, the main ones. Strength, speed, flying, or, like, you know, right, invisibility. Right, right. Or, like,
hold
electricity,
up,
fire, all the elements.
Say you were, say we were to encounter an alien drug.
That had drugs that could give you these powers.
They gave you three powers. Uh-huh. Three powers that lasted for the rest of your lifetime. All right. Now, what three powers would you choose? Sean.
Speed, strength. Oh, and then fucking probably. I'm just gonna say a control over like elements because I don't want to just choose one.
That's pretty cool.
You know what I
mean? Control over elements. That's pretty broad, but that's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't want to say flying because I don't want to just be super.
Yeah, no. You don't want to be like.
And also, I'm a fear of heights, so I feel like I need to be captain apart.
Sean right. doesn't want to fly, so he's just like, I can't say flight.
Rob, what about you?
Oh, fuck. Okay, so I know I'm going to need strength and invulnerability, but that third one's
strength
tough.
And you bitch.
Yeah, that's right. And, can breathe underwater. No, I can fly.
Fly, okay.
You're just
Superman. Fuck you.
No, I don't got laser vision.
He's Superman without the cool stuff. He can literally just fly and punch stuff. Lame.
And I can't get hurt.
See, now, me, I would choose flying, because flying's cool as hell. Now, based on my nickname, dude, my handle
but
that I
you
use.
You gotta remember, if you can fly, you have the limitations of your own body.
Yep, you can't go to space. You can't do all that cool
you
stuff.
Can't yeah, unless you can just you can power.
Yeah. Unless
you
got
can't
like
fly for that long.
See,
depending.
See,
I think it's like running.
Flight with, what'd you say, invincibility?
I see. Yeah, invulnerability.
Invulnerability. Okay,
it's all the same. It's all the same. It's just a synonym.
So, flying with invulnerability, you could go to space in that aspect.
I have.
My thinking, right? Because, you're invulnerable to, like, the lack of oxygen.
That's what I was thinking, too. It's like, yeah, I could go to space, fuck it.
Like, You're not gonna.
Ooh, I would actually get rid of my element power and get Spidey sense, dog.
Spidey sense.
I'd rather just have speed, strength, Spidey sense, and just kind of like.
Well, it's not like a Spidey sense. It would be more like a fifth or a sixth sense.
A sixth sense.
Same thing. It's just funnier.
Oh, Sean, you want a little spider tingle? Sean wants a tingle. Sean wants a little tingle.
We were. I brought it up because I said, oh, if I had powers, I would be like a hero. Rob was saying how he would be a fucking terrible villain. And I was like, I really hope to the gods, if anyone gets powers, it's me over him, because he would he would take over everything. See, I swear to God.
It's straight up true. I would become a supervillain so fast, I wouldn't even be.
Don't kill me first.
See,
I wouldn't kill you. I would just let you know what my agenda is.
I'm gonna list my powers, and then I'm gonna let you two decide whether or not I should be a villain or a hero based on my powers. But I would want the power of flight, so that way I can fly. I would want invisibility.
Shit.
This book. And then I need. Laser nipples, dog.
Laser nipples.
Because, okay, so here's my only issue with laser vision. All right,
you can't see where you're shooting.
No. Even if you just be like, yeah, no, you can still see where you're shooting because they're coming out your retinas and not like whatever, bro.
Who gives a fuck? Yeah.
Whatever, you know. No, dude. Let's just say for chance that you can see where you're shooting your lasers at. Fuck that, dude. Both your lasers are going in the same fucking path. Guess what, dude? You can point your nipples wherever the fuck. So if you got two enemies that are standing not next to each other, you can point a nipple at each one and just shoot them. Alright? Like, pew pew. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the eyes. So bro, you hit him with the fucking nipple.
Yeah,
laser,
dude.
Like, oh shit, he's got nipple lasers.
Why is he grabbing his nipples and pointing them at him? Oh shit, too late. I'm dead. Go for his eyes.
Your biggest mistake yet.
He can see his nipples.
Wait, no, you can't see him because he's invisible.
Oh my god, it's the nippleator.
Yeah, dude, you can't see me because I'm invisible, and I'm flying, dude.
You're just invisible, and there's just two lasers shooting out, and only the few know that it's nipples.
They don't know where they're coming from.
They're just space like nipples. They're space apart, like perfectly nipple shaped. If you fly up high enough, you should attack two cities at once.
So now, am I a hero or am I a villain?
You sound like a hero.
Am I, though?
I feel like you'd be a mercenary, like a high up for hire kind of guy.
A mercenary?
Kind of like, just, who cares? You don't give a fuck. You turn invisible. Shoot lasers at your nipples.
All right, we need him to protect the president, but also, next week, we need you to kill three kids.
I feel like you wouldn't give a fuck. I feel like that guy would be down.
Who are who's three kids? The president. All right, man. Whatever. I worked for him last week. You know, he just signed my last check. But all right. You know.
I was so nice to him. He bought me a taco. I bought him a burger.
I guess I
bought his daughter's ice cream.
Next week, you know.
If you want me to care about characters, have them buy each other food, because that's what homies do.
It's true.
We were so I know that people would instantly like fight over like drugs if they get your powers high in the world.
Oh, definitely.
Like that would instantly be wars, especially with just drugs in general. Alien drugs, people would freak out.
Dude, if you had
what country would get them first?
Oh, Dubai.
Dubai's getting the alien drugs first.
Dubai's getting the alien drugs first, dude.
Explain.
They got the money; they can pay for it.
No. Strictly just the gold. Gold is highly conductive. I suspect aliens are like
gold.
Like for technology.
Like, give me the gold.
Like, give us your highest valued fucking resource upon your earth.
And we're gonna go to the place that has the most of it.
Bro, they're gonna start taking our PS5s, dog. I don't know about that.
Bro, that shit's rare. They got these on Earth, dude. They
got like 10 PS5s powering their fucking mothership.
Bro, they got like six of them in the trunk. They can like we're like fucking
they need an extra for insurance.
What is that? Pit My Ride?
Yeah, we're going to West Coast Customs. We're about to pimp out this UFO. We're about to put it on 24-inch rims.
Bro, imagine, dude, imagine Pimp My Ride coming out today, bro.
Like, that'd be sick as fuck.
There'd be the same of allegations.
Yo, your busted ass Tesla truck, dog. We need to pimp this shit the fuck out. We heard you like hot dogs. We need to put ketchup and mustard in the trunk, dog.
We filled the trunk all the way.
There's all the way up, dog.
To the ceiling, there's nothing but wieners. Next week, we're getting a guy who likes Finding Nemo. Next thing you know, he's gonna be eating goldfish for a week.
Yo, who needs an engine when you can just put a fire pit in there so that way you can roast all your wieners, dog?
I heard this guy likes dinosaurs, so I took the bottom out of his car so we can run that bitch like Flintstones. I think we're on alien drugs right now.
The podcast is how you get high. You just start a podcast and you just like automatically get high.
That's why it's going downhill. we were talking, like, what planet would you go to for your drugs? Like, what planet do you think would have the best drugs in our solar system out of the seven?
Yeah, in our solar system. Uranus, dog. Because they would
have all the butt drugs.
Dude, all the boofing drugs, dog. Dude, you're going. Imagine like a bar crawl, but through all the planets for drugs.
Mars would have the cheap drugs.
You stop by Uranus, dude. You don't have any money left. They're like, it's free if you boof it. Wait, do you guys not know what boofing is?
Steal it?
Do you?
No, I know what boofing is. That shit's okay, gross.
Rob, explain. Hold on. Let him explain.
Hold on.
We're gonna put him on the spot. Rob, explain.
It's where you put things.
Sean doesn't know what boofing is. Hold on. Let's let's experience this together, Rob.
Okay, so Sean, it's where you put things up your rear.
Oh, okay.
You put things in your butt, dude.
You're boofing.
No, I'm thinking of Boof Gang, dude. I'm pretty young, dude. 2016, Boof Gang, when that fucking guy would steal shit. So that's what I associated Boof with. No.
Dude, if you ever go to a rave and you see some wooks, bro, like, and you're like hurting bad because you don't know what the fuck they got.
Yeah.
You hurting for some shit, dog. Usually they're just like, yeah, dog, you want some acid? It's free if you boof it.
If Sophia's listening, I hope she doesn't know what boof is either.
We just said what it is.
We just said what it was.
I meant beforehand. You know, like, I hope somewhere in the audience too. It's like, yeah, I feel like this information is good for people to have.
Everyone needs to know how to do things.
By the time we get to Uranus, dude, we'd be out of money.
I feel like Mars would have the cheap drugs. Like, that'd be like Mars would be like, cheap it'd be like, drugs, it'd be like, fucking, like, sure. Everyone goes to Mars for
I feel like, I
so
feel like
Mars has all the spice.
Yeah, exactly. I feel like Venus would be like all the cheap Cialis.
Mars would just have fake weed because it'd be like to appeal to the humans. Yeah. Oh, you like weed, right? Here's like, Mars weed.
Like Venus is where you'd go.
If we
like,
grew it with human dudes. Smoke our Mars.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That's like a Venus thing. Yo, Rob, Venus is a 50 trying to fuck kind of planet.
The place is too hot. I'm not down.
Yeah.
Is it?
It's like Miami, dog. It's like
that's where old people go. Yeah, that's exactly where they would go.
Like flip a pineapple.
Venus and Mars. I mean, Venus and Mercury sound like kind of like prison planets.
They do, bro. But like, think about it. Like,
they would have good prison drugs.
Hot, bro.
Prison drugs.
Dude. Yeah. Imagine. What if
Pluto's like? Oh my god,
dude. Okay, so we're talking about like the alien drugs of the outside world. We're not talking about the incarcerated prison alien drugs, bro.
Can you imagine getting arrested as an alien, what they must have done to break like space laws?
That'd be, like, be pretty general. Like, but the then, same like, stuff we do. What's something that
you don't know what laws they would follow. Like, you don't know what designates a broken law.
Alien. Don't fucking like be a terrorist at a time. Don't
what's a terrorist to an alien? Maybe they don't have like, you know what? Like, you gotta understand they might not even have concepts.
They don't care. Maybe it's outlawish out there. Yeah, I don't know.
What if their laws are all backwards? Like, you were talking how, what if when aliens get high, they revert in dimensions, like back to two dimension, right? So like,
take some drugs that take you to different dimensions.
Like, yeah, so like, what if their laws are backwards and shit, dog?
Dude, I just got a crazy conspiracy theory. Every time we see aliens, it's just them doing drugs, hopping dimensions.
Yeah, dude. They're reverting back. They're like on MDMA and just like, whoa, dude, we seen Earthlings. Like,
like, dude, I went too far back. Yeah, I went to the primates. Fuck.
Yeah, and people were like, "Oh, that how could they know that they're so advanced?" That it's like, bro, like we're pretty advanced.
That
too.
Dude was fucking stupid, dude. He was like 20 tabs deep. All right,
yeah.
That guy was high as
idiot.
Fuck.
Running a lot.
Give that guy a fucking break, dude. You got one of our ODs in Rockwell, you know, Roswell. You know.
Our planes are falling apart. I'm sure their fucking alien ships are falling apart also.
Dude, like, what if like all
they got their own alien Boeing? I'm telling you, bro.
They got like Delta and like
Spirit,
yeah, like the ones.
It's just the same airline.
Spirit and space. It's like, oh, airline. You got space.
They're all still. This is the same shit.
So,
that's what Scientologists believe.
All right, so we got to Mars
theoretically in Minecraft.
Earth drugs put you into advanced like. Dimensions. Every other planet would be like a revert. All right, so what's the next planet in line?
Mercury, Mars. Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter. Uranus. Wait, no, hold on. I have a fucking computer.
Yeah, you do. We all do, but we just don't like to like. It's like asking where someplace is when it's like you have a phone to look it up. Oh, what's your number? Oh, it's this. It's like, just put it in my phone. I don't even know.
What is
my
the next planet over, dude? I forget, dude. Mars? Wheeler, no. I'm talking in the next, in the other way.
Okay, so after Earth and Mars, I was right. It was Jupiter, Saturn.
Jupiter, Saturn.
Then Uranus, Neptune. And then Pluto, technically Pluto.
Dude, Jupiter and Saturn?
Jupiter Saturn? Go to Saturn's ring and smoke some of Saturn's rings.
Dude, before we get to Saturn, because I feel like Saturn would have the coolest drugs.
Like right?
Drugs. I feel like Saturn would have the coolest drugs. Jupiter is pushing it, dog. Jupiter is trying so fucking hard, dog.
Saturn, dude.
They want to be Saturn so fucking hard.
Yeah, because no
they
one wants
got
to
the big
all
red
around
storm,
Saturn.
And that's
exactly.
About it.
It's so big. No, nobody wants to go past Saturn to Uranus because everybody's got to boof shit if they want to go to Uranus. But then, like, Pluto, dog. Right? It's Pluto after Uranus, right?
No, Neptune. It's Neptune, then Pluto.
Neptune, dog. That's all the water drugs. You can feel wavy as a motherfucker up there, dog.
Just waving out, bro.
See, I feel like Neptune has the coolest drugs because they're so far away and you have to go past Uranus. You
gotta be cold.
Like, going past Uranus is like going past a weird kid that
people would be like water racist over there. Not water racist, but people would make water jokes all the time and the locals would get annoyed.
See, I feel like they would be more like about their own drugs. They're like, nah, we don't do other people's drugs. That shit's fucked and weird, dude.
Yeah, you don't get wavy
like,
off
like, you don't
people.
Get wavy off fucking like Saturn shit, dog. Even though we know Saturn shit's way cooler, dog. We don't do that because we're Neptune.
This is like some New York weed versus
but
California.
It's
weed.
In reality.
New York weed sucks ass, bro.
In reality, though, dude, Uranus sells all of Neptune stuff to Saturn and Saturn stuff to Neptune, and that's how both of them get high, bro. Is they both smoke each other's shit and they don't realize.
That is so funny.
And Uranus is just out here making both of them shove each other's shit up their ass. It's like,
gotta
put that shit up your butt, dude. Like, I feel like once you got in with the people at Uranus, dog, and didn't have to boof nothing, bro, I feel like they would be cool as fuck. They out there fucking with people,
it's like Honolulu, fun. Like, you know, they greet you, they give you the little necklace, but then they also give you some
you get laid.
No, bro, but they insert that stuff themselves. It's not like
it's a local tradition. They like,
not
let me
like,
put my finger
yeah,
up your
you
butt
don't get
they like it.
You don't get to do that shit yourself, bro. I get to put my finger up your butt,
and it's like a Jack Skellington super long finger.
The tradition is that you gotta smell it after.
Don't
no.
They're just frat bros. They smell it and they're just like, they're just like holding it in. Try not to laugh. And they're like, oh, these fucking aliens are so
now stupid. That we're talking more about it, I feel like Uranus would be like the subreddit of the drug world, like the Reddit kids. You know what I'm saying? Like they think they're cool, but they're really just the weirdos.
Instead of the fucking the flowers, they give you a fedora and a suppository.
Yeah. Here you go, m'lady.
Oh, gross. I wonder, like, what planet would have the most simps? Like, okay, let's think about, like, you know, there's aliens, there's drugs out there. They got, like, a whole crime system, they have a whole way of life. But, like, what planet has, like, the cool aliens and who has
Saturn is the cool aliens, for sure, dude.
Like, it's probably Mercury or Venus.
Yeah, Mercury or Venus got the weirdos, dude. Yeah. They're out there fucking,
like, no one wants to go there. The place is hot as fuck. It's too close to the sun. It's whack.
They're just like sweating all the time, dude.
It's just going to those planets, you know, just sounds Mars like ass. The most
like overrated because everyone's been there for so long, I would assume, you know?
Yeah, everybody moved from Mars to Earth, you know?
They moved back. like going back to Texas or some shit.
Fuck Texas.
You say that until you start making real money, Rob, and you're like, these taxes here suck.
It's only good for businesses, and even still, it's like, how much money are you really saving?
Until we start a business.
I'm not moving to
anyways, Rob, read the ad.
Okay, so the ad for... I had something for this dude. So. What was it?
Robin Sean Show, LLC?
I'm working on that. Don't disclose that.
Oh, he's coming up with something.
Oh, shit.
He's probably busting out the piano or some shit.
Space drugs throwing me into a different dimension, dog. I'm sorry. I don't know what I'm talking
about. Oh, I remember it. It's okay, so it's H2O2. Don't drink that shit.
Oh, we're now against water? Do we have
a fall? No, you idiot. Water? It's H2O2.
What's that?
It's don't drink it.
Okay.
It's water with 2 oxygen.
See, what if that was a drug?
No, you would die.
What if
that's
that
the
was
whole
like
thing. That's why I just said don't drink it.
What if that was
it?
A high for aliens, like dying off your drug? Like, that was like, that's how you're cool. Like, this is a society of aliens that are like, oh, we get high on this drug and die, and that's how we're cool. You're only cool when you're dead. Like, they're super emo.
You guys ever heard about the theory about why aliens don't actually, like, visit us? Is because, like,
I've heard it once, but years ago.
Like, no, like,
there's a lot of theories.
There's a lot of theories. This is different. I was trying to continue. There's a theory about why aliens don't visit us. It's because the oxygen is poisonous to them, and they look at us like we're like crazy, dude. Because like we're just living here in this poisonous gas, and just thriving on it. And we must be like, yeah. It, like think about like you throw a cockroach into like fire, and that motherfucker will still survive and come out. Yeah. Spray him with whatever the fuck, he'll still fucking keep going around. You squash him, he'll keep moving. Yeah. You know, like. What if aliens think of us like the cockroach of the planet, you know, of the universe? That's why they don't visit us. But like, we're also like some crazy motherfuckers because we live in this poisonous gas.
It checks out.
Yeah. Also, like, yeah. What if? Yeah, we're also like a threat in that way. Like the insects. So, like, what if they're just avoiding us? Because we're not much of a threat yet. We're not spreading out.
We're the Reddit planet.
What if they contained us
already?
Yeah. And that's why no other planet in our immediate solar system is like inhabitable.
What if drugs are alien drugs?
Yeah, dude. What if all of our drugs that we have on Earth are from aliens?
Drugs are just universal across the universe.
The fucking aliens brought crack during the 80s. It wasn't Reagan.
It wasn't the government. It was aliens.
It was the aliens.
Where
dude.
Were you? Where were you when they hit you most?
I'm just saying, you've never seen a U.S. that? President and an alien in the same room together.
Have you seen that fucking, there was a drug PSA from, like, the 80s, bro. And I swear to God, bro. It was a lizard man. And it wasn't some dude with some mask on. It was actually a lizard dude. And they tried telling us, and we just thought it was some effects.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
No.
Oh, bro, dude.
I need to see this.
Oh,
I would love, I am a skeptic, a whole 100%. I would love to see this. Rob, you know what everybody's talking about?
No clue. Lizard man drug PSA?
We'll have them pull it up, and then I'll tell you what it is, and I will describe it the best I can. Oh my gosh, I feel like
look up snake anti-drug PSA 1986.
Wait, hold on. Snake what?
Is this like a performance thing or is this like a clip or something?
What is this? Snake anti-drug PSA 1986.
Anti-drug PSA 1986. What the fuck? Hold on. Let me plug my shit in real quick. I gotta take it. Take a computer shit. Hold on.
Just keep your eyes on him, Sean, because this is a one take.
It's not a one take.
That is not a one take. He walked past the thingy.
Bro, just keep watching. Bro. I swear to God, bro.
Dude. They showed us them. They showed us them motherfuckers, what? Bro.
That is, bro.
I swear to God, dude.
He walked past the pole. But why would they do that as like a PSA? What is the snake sour? I guess. Like snakes are bad, I guess.
But I would like a guy that would do that to you.
Bro, I was like really expecting to see some like real like some,
like, yeah, no, but why would that be an anti-drug PSA, right? Why would they use a lizard man?
Mm-hmm.
They just showed us that motherfucker. They was like, here you go, here's an alien, dude. We need to put that shit on TV. These motherfuckers, it's an actor. You know,
we could probably find his IMDb.
That shit's terrifying.
It would be so hard, but I feel like someone dedicated out there would do it. But I want to see this alien.
Now, who is that guy?
No, for real though.
Find that actor. You know what I'm saying?
Just see who that guy was. Lizard man and all of his.
Bro, watch that guy not exist.
No. He was in The Amazing Spider-Man.
No, I'm talking about the guy. In the commercial, bro.
No, I know.
Like,
no. I'm
he was a fake act. There's no such thing as actors back in the day.
Dude, that was a real lizard guy.
Yeah.
That was practical effects. That was a lizard.
Same with like, whatchamacallit?
Hillary Clinton?
Because I heard conspiracy theories about like. The moon landing and stuff, and then I don't know. I believe like the moon thing. Like, I believe that we went there, and then
there's nothing to believe.
I think we went there, but I think we found something up there.
I feel like that too, but yeah, or like some weird. Just like they're keeping a little hush. You know,
that makes sense. They got scared. That's why we haven't gone back.
Then bro, you want to hear a crazy conspiracy theory, right? You know who owns the inside of the pyramid?
The inside of the pyramid.
NASA.
The outside. Is it the same guy who owns the outside of the pyramid?
Well, no, but like you know, like NASA owns like most of the rights to the inside of the pyramid.
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh shit,
that's crazy.
And they also own a section of the Grand Canyon.
These bitches. Oh my gosh.
I wonder.
I was gonna
makes you think why? Like, why do they?
Yes, that makes me wonder, dude.
Because. They lie about a lot of things, but we'll find out until we're like 50 or 60 or something, because that's when
things come out. Yeah, it's usually 70 years later.
Well, also, like, God damn it, what was it? Not when we, Rob, when you tell me about like 9/11 being an inside job, this and that,
it is. 9/11 is an inside job.
For so long, I don't know.
Inside job.
And then a lot of things have come out recently about being like. It's not like 100%. I don't know. It's not 100%. I saw proof of it like being that, but it's very much like after it happened, there was a lot of fake bullshit made up to invade, and it was like, oh,
dude, this is Bush like, needed. This is, Bush this needed a fucking sense. Excuse to fucking.
The whole reason why that happened, they bribed people to. You think the government would kill 3,000 people to make trillions of dollars of money? Of course they would. It's the government.
That was a little kid playing with army men, dog. That's what the fuck that shit was. Going, daddy, look, I can be president too.
And if you think it's a bit ridiculous, the United States have done a lot of coups successfully in many countries.
Oh, definitely. Bro,
Osama bin Laden used to work with us with the CIA.
The ones that are like public information from that get released over time. Like, you know what I mean? There's probably a lot more that have been.
They get released because motherfuckers keep talking that know too much, and they're like, "Fuck, we can't just kill them now."
We can't keep killing everybody in Boeing.
We can't just keep killing motherfuckers. Like, people are gonna notice. If everybody that knows something just
happens to die. Yo,
bringing that up, dude, the plane shit, Boeing, dude.
Dude, all the Boeing whistleblowers are dead. They're all dead.
What? That is crazy. I mean, that makes no sense to me.
It makes total sense. What are you talking about? The Boeing company knew they were faulting their planes for years, and they said, fuck that. They don't want to deal with it. And, of course, the whistleblower was like, wait, people have a right to know. And they're like, no, fuck you. We want money. So they literally just fucking iced their asses. That's literally what happened.
Yeah.
Don't look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not on crack. I'm not on no alien drugs.
I feel the same way, because you see, like, if Russia is willing to do that and we're willing to do that, we're willing to do the same terrible shit as
anyone's willing to do it for
money. Why do you think America's such a top dog fucking contender and everybody fucking hates us, dude? Because we do slimy shit.
You play Modern Warfare, bro, with these gloves off.
We do slimy shit, bro. A lot of motherfuckers sit there like, yeah, dude, we drag our nuts across the fucking world. Yeah, dude, we drag our fucking dirty fucking nuts across the fucking world, dude.
I'm gonna get a little cool.
And then we sit there and go out and do fucking charity work and they fucking
party. It's even fake charity work half the time.
It's fake charity work. Yeah, dude, they build fucking tin houses and they go, hey, yeah, we built your houses.
Yeah. And it ruins the economy because then the local builders have nothing to build, so then they lose their jobs and they win. It's like there's a bigger home. It's just a whole vicious cycle, and like donating shoes and donating clothes, and then the local fucking sewers and
it's
the
good clothes video. It's good PR.
Don't have. It's so fucking stupid. Like, don't get me wrong. Donate to people that actually need it. I'm not trying to say that. But like, holy fuck, research like how donation really works. It's really fucked up.
No, it is. I donate my clothes.
You know what country is really crazy to me, dude? Freaking Norway, dude. Norway and, like, Denmark and all that area over there, dude. They don't help with shit, bro. They, like, don't really, like, interfere with nothing at all. They, like, just stick to themselves. They do their own shit. But, like, their economy... They're fucking like.
They're so happy to chill over there.
Yeah, they're so happy to chill. Bro, they got like literally, dude, they have like 2-3 weeks out of the fucking year that it's like, yeah, everybody just stop fucking working, take a fucking vacation, and just do your own shit. It's wild, bro. Like, then you got like countries like fucking Haiti that are still fucking suffering and shit, dude.
There's places that don't have basic electricity and clean water to drink, and then there's like places like Japan and Dubai. Dubai can weather seed their own clouds because they're so fucking wealthy,
dude.
And even though it flooded their fucking whole place,
bro. And that's why I feel like aliens don't fuck with us, dog. Is they're like, bro, they don't even care about themselves, dog. Like. They're one species and they can't even fucking help each other. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like...
They look at color? What?
Like, can you imagine, like, a unified, like a synopsis of alien society that all think together, act as one, and then here we are, some fucking idiots recording a video and smoking weed, and there's people out there fighting wars over, like, some shit that some old men are mad about. You know what I mean? And then there's people out there setting up mines and blowing up and then never seeing their mom again because... I don't know. They thought it'd be cool to set up mines. You know what I mean? Like, it's just... Or it's people who are trying to buy fucking milk and they get hit by a fucking car and they're just like, ah, I'm gonna run away from that scene. You know, and they're looking at us like, what the fuck? Why is everything such a jumble mess? Why is everything so, like, against each other?
Yeah, dude. Like, imagine...
But
like,
if we did find aliens, we would all unite and fight it against one. You know, we'd all unite, like, as humans if there was, like, a threat like that. That's the only thing you could get with, like, quote-unquote world peace is there was a bigger threat.
But, like, say, like...
We would still lose!
Say, like, aliens aren't...
Well, I mean, in general.
Say, like, aliens aren't in, like, a utopia situation, and they're more, like, in our situation.
District 9, and they're just struggling out in space trying to find another
habitable
world.
Like, they're all fucked up, just like we are. Like, there's some aliens out there struggling to pay rent, dog, you know what I'm saying?
Space rent.
Yeah, space rent, dog, you know what I'm saying? Like, Fifth Element type shit.
All right, well,
like, some crackhead going up with some space gun up to the fucking door with the fucking headband. And an image of the dude's hallway. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit fucking cracked me up in Fifth Element, dog. Tori comes up.
So I saw that today, and I was like, I need to watch that movie. I might watch it today, actually.
Bro, that movie's fucking hilarious, dog.
I know.
What movie?
I was gonna hit you guys with like an existential deep question, like before like we ended off. I was thinking like, all right, I'm gonna ask you first. I'm gonna ask you first, Rob. Listen, so like, if today you could be indoctrinated into like sci-fi society, part of like the humans and the aliens and the whole world that is out there, with like the cool tech and drugs and everything, and be part of it and like have a steady life and just a good start off, and then do what you want to do. Would you do it?
What's the but?
There is no but. Like, would you move? You have to abandon everything here with my bed, but you have to abandon your.
So home there is a
so far away. Yeah, I forgot.
You have to abandon everything, Rob. Everything. You have to go to some distant planet and be surrounded by Twi'leks or some shit.
And you can bring one person. I'll just say that, I guess, if you want. You can bring one person.
Do they even want to go with me?
Yeah, like, I don't sure, know if I would we'll just give them no choice.
Someone to like a far off land with, hey, I'm gonna go suffer off of this alien planet.
You can give them the option.
Yo,
the option.
You got the option to live your normal life, or go out there,
do some Mass Effect shit with me,
and become Anakin Skywalker, dude. Like,
it's gonna be a struggle, but in space.
I mean, is it like how much? Like, is it?
It's a pretty cool place.
Are they helping me
it's
out?
It's a pretty cool place, dude. You're gonna like it.
As long as I don't wind up in like some space, as long as I'm not like in a space factory, just like doing space work.
Yeah, no,
dude,
like that. There's definitely gonna be space titties involved. All right.
Okay. Hold on.
Normal space titties is normal space McDonald's is normal like space like shitty jobs.
Yo,
normal
there's
space, good
definitely,
jobs, you know, and you just start middle like kind of where you are now, but just in space, and then you can do whatever you want.
The only
bounty hunter, whatever.
The only thing not normal is the space. Pussy, all right? Yeah. That's definitely not normal.
There's humans out there too.
Do I survive every time I do it? Like, do I die? Like, well, like if I see a certain species, it's like, oh, don't fuck that one. You will die.
It's a
conversation to be had. It's important for relationships.
Go and find out type of situation.
I don't want to find out that I'm going to die.
You
but, hey, what's
going on? Just
start
like,
fucking like third date in. So like, what species are you all? I'm a click clack. I hear fucking click clack. You're going to shred me out.
What if are like the size of boulders, dog? And she like drags them bitches everywhere.
I don't know about that one.
What if she smacks you with them? Aggressively. Like abusively.
That doesn't sound pleasant at this. That sounds really painful.
So, it will be.
Give it the hypothetical like Mass Effect. You know that game world, like kind of like that. There's humans and there's aliens. Give it like that, and there's futuristic shit like that. And he's giving you very good descriptors. Those are there too, but I'm just giving you because you're very picky in the bitch.
Hold up, no, we're gonna give Rob the wife of his dreams. All right, the alien wife of his dreams.
Oh fuck yeah!
All right, so You've seen Star Wars, right?
Yeah.
All right. You remember the chick who goes doo-wop, ba-da-bop, bop, ba-da-bop, in the underground, like whatever thing with the extendo mouth?
No, I don't want her.
Yo,
I want the green chick. I want the green chick.
What the, you guys are talking in code to me right now, bro. So Rob, is that a yeah? You're going or no? Nah, you're gonna stay here.
If I can be right? Like Boba Fett, fuck it. But if I'm a factory worker, fuck no.
So yeah, you go. So you go over there. You try the sci-fi life and abandon everything here.
Yeah.
What the fuck, dude? That's what you're talking about. God damn it.
What so the fuck, bro? You're telling me I can find like jetpacks and like spaceships and shit, and like over here the best thing we got is like, yeah, we can maybe go to the moon soon. It's like, fuck that.
He's just trying to show me the anteater. He's trying to hook you up with. Well, okay.
All right, I guess I'm taking Wyatt to space instead of Sean.
Oh, you can eat my ass. Okay, well, I was on the table. Good. Wyatt, I was gonna ask you. I know you're gonna take your wife. Would you go to space and everything? If you really say your wife was like cool with the hair, like would you?
I will
here?
Tell
would
you right
you
now,
space
dude.
And, like, fuck everything. Try it.
There was a point in my life to where I used to look up at the stars, like, what's his face from Men in Black, and wonder, right?
Will Smith.
No, the other guy.
Oh, fucking Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah, Tommy Lee whatever James. His name is, dude. I used to look at the stars, dude, and wonder, and I'm like, dude, I used to sit there in my mind. I'm like. One of these aliens got to be telepathic, dog. So I'm sitting there. I'm just thinking.
They gotta
I'm,
be
like,
telepathic.
I'm like, yo.
Like, please read my thoughts, alien.
I'm like, just take me, dog. Just take me now, bro.
like inject me with whatever fucking shit you got to fucking indoctrinate me to the military or whatever the fuck. Just take me out of this fucking planet, dog. Get me the fuck out here. Yeah. No, bro, I'd go. Fuck, damn.
What about you, Sean?
I don't know. I thought
Sean's just like, nah, I don't know, guys.
I don't know. Space pussy don't sound, it don't cut it for me, dog.
No, sorry, man. I'm about too the earthling
stuff. I'm a simpling. You know,
I think Earth, who wouldn't deny
you know what? You asked deny. The question, Sean. You who asked what planet would have the most simps? Earth.
I mean, it's confirmed so far.
Yeah, no, every other planet's a lot cooler than us, dude.
Alright, well, Rob, I think that's perfect for this episode. You have anything else you want to say? You want to ask Wyatt anything before we close out?
Wyatt, boxers or briefs?
Dude. What the fuck is it? Where's the question about thongs, brother?
Oh. I'm just glad you didn't say commando. Oh.
No, I'm a boxers guy, brother.
Attaboy.
You gotta let him breathe.
Attaboy.
I'm whatever my girlfriend buys me and puts in my drawers.
Oh, hell yeah.
Sean buddy. Wears girls' pants. I've seen it. It's true.
Day, actually.
Sean does wear girl pants.
Pockets are hella tiny, dog. Till my phone shows out. And I was just Jesus. Like, oh. I mean, it's okay. I was just like, whatever. Like, I realized that. And I was like, oh.
Yeah. That's all right, dog. I wear the same pair of overalls every day.
You really wanted to wear those overalls.
Dude, though. I asked about those. I got those confirmed. Yes, and I awesome. Literally went out and got those the same day. Came in wearing them, bro.
He's a man. All right. Well, thank you guys so much for joining us. This is Sean, this is Rob, and Boy Wyatt. We'll see you guys next week. Thank you for joining the Rob and Sean Show.
Peace.
Peace.